is the speed of sound. It's easy to get burned.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A rare Saturday session will get underway in the House of Representatives a short time from now. Members will be deciding on a $95 billion package that would provide long-awaited aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. ABC Washington correspondent Jay O'Brien has more from Capitol Hill.
The speaker's proposal, an ambitious package of four bills, including more than $60 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, and $8 billion for Indo-Pacific allies, and a fourth bill with a number of Republican policy priorities, including forcing a sale of TikTok.
In order to get the bill this far, House Speaker Mike Johnson had to rely on House Democrats. That's prompting some hard-right Republicans to call on him to vacate the speaker's chair. Employees at a Volkswagen factory in Tennessee voting to join the United Auto Workers, a first outside of Detroit. 73% of workers voted in favor of unionizing. No claims of responsibility after an explosion at a military base in Iraq where mostly Iran-backed militias are based. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. In Milwaukee, the driver of a speeding car that ran a red light and slammed into a Milwaukee County transit bus late Thursday night was dead at the scene. Two passengers in the vehicle seriously injured. The bus driver hospitalized. Two bus passengers also required treatment. Vice President Kamala Harris back in Wisconsin next week. She'll be in La Crosse Monday. President Joe Biden's campaign says the VP will address abortion rights and the economy and health care at two separate events. The U.S. House is set to vote on foreign aid bills for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan on Saturday. Individual members of Wisconsin's House delegation are expected to support some of those measures and oppose others. Things are starting to dry out a bit, but wildfire danger remains moderate in all 72 Wisconsin counties following recent rainfall. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny skies today. We'll have highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, frosty and clear with a low around 30. For Sunday, sunshine, a high near 60. Sunday night, clear skies, mid-30s. Chance of rain showers for Monday, breezy, 64. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. GrandpasBBQShop.com.
Right now, 31 degrees.
Maximum hits.
Thank you.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. A little after 8 o'clock, 5 minutes after 8. Chris wanted to hear a little Henry Mancini this morning. And I know she liked a little CCR, too.
I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight, or let your bounty take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hear hurricanes blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I feel rivers overflowing. I hear the voice of rage and ruin. Don't go around tonight, but it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Johnny Nash and Steer It Up. It's 10 minutes after 8. Hope your Saturday morning is going along just fine. If you want to make it a little bit better with a song request, 608-355-9970 is how to get a hold of me this morning as we head to the Sugar Shack.
Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've gotta get back. You can understand why I've gotta get back to that sugar shack. Whoa, baby, to that sugar shack. Yeah, honey, to that sugar shack. Oh, yes, to that sugar shack. And now that sugar shack queen is married to me, yeah. We just sit around and dream of those old memories. Just me and her, yes, we're gonna go back to that sugar shack. Whoa, oh, to that sugar shack. Yeah, honey, to our sugar shack. Yeah, 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 our sugar shack. One, two.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with the Rolling Stones and Jumpin' Jack Flash. 8:16 with Kevin Kellogg. We'll run down some of the things going on around the area in just a little bit.
You don't have to read my mind.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Glad all over from the Dave Clark 5. 22 after 8 this morning. Some things going on around the area. There's the Baraboo Birdwalk at the Trinity Episcopal Church in Baraboo until 10 today. Earth Day Work Day at Devil's Lake State Park from 9 to noon today. Reedsburg Harvest Park Volunteer Day from 9 to 1 today. Prairie Restoration at the former Badger Army Ammunition Plant from 10 to 1 today. Fishing fun at Plinkey's Park in Plinkey's Pond, that is, in Reedsburg, with Cub Scout Pack number 247. That's 11 until 1. The Reedsburg Spring Play taking place tonight at the Cal Center in Reedsburg at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 2 o'clock. And also on Sunday, it's the Roxbury Valley Trap Club Early Bird Shoot and Chicken Barbecue Dinner. The shoot at 9, the dinner at 11:30. Some of the events going on around the area this weekend. Well, heck. Take a look at your weather forecast. Sorry about that. This cold of mine likes to, just interrupt my voice whenever it wants to. Once again, we'll take a look at the weather forecast. Got an update on sports as the Brewers won last night in extra innings in St. Louis. And more of your favorites from the 60s and 70s coming up.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Roof Dairy is excited to announce we have reopened for the season. Current hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Come get your ice cream fix after a long winter's wait. Come into Tin Roof Dairy and experience the wonders of 32 flavors of ice cream or a homemade soda and phosphate, or get your coffee on with a great tasting cup of Caribou or Spirit Lake coffee, as well as we have many espresso drink options. Have you tasted Tin Roof Dairy's most popular ice cream treats? Check out our huge ice cream nachos, banana split, or our newest creation, a milkshake infused with yummy cereals mixed in and added on top. If simple and classic options are your style, order up a 1, 2, or 3 scoops in a dish, a cone, and enjoy. Tin Roof Dairy, downtown Baraboo, on the square, 119 3rd Avenue, Baraboo.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Come on down to Pete's Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday from 5 p.m. until close, where our buffet and drinks are only $11.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal, available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at Pete's Ranch in Baraboo.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers used extras to knock off the St. Louis Cardinals last night by the final count of 2-1 in their series opener. The Brewers jumped out with a run in the third as William Contreras would drive in Blake Perkins. They'd hold the lead into the bottom of the ninth when the Cardinals would tie it, but then in the top of the tenth, Contreras would drive in Perkins again to pick up the game winner. Freddie Peralta was terrific in the start, going 6 innings, not allowing a run on 4 hits, while striking out 7 but took a no decision. Trevor McGill would give up the run for the Brewers, but Joel Pampas would come in to get the final outs of the ninth inning. He got the win. Hobie Milner picked up the save in relief. The Brewers will look for a third straight victory this afternoon at Busch Stadium. 1:15 first pitch. D.L. Hall gets the start against Miles Michaelis. Minor League Baseball in the Midwest League, Beloit knocks off South Bend by the final count of 5-3. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers pick up a 13-3 win over Cedar Rapids. On to basketball in the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks will open up the playoffs tomorrow as they start their series hosting the Indiana Pacers. The Bucks, due to injuries, limped into the playoffs, will look to regroup starting tomorrow. Tip-off set for 6 o'clock. The playoffs were set last night with the conclusion of the play-in tournament last night. In the Eastern Conference, the Miami Heat pick up the 8th seed with a 112-91 victory over the Chicago Bulls. The New Orleans Pelicans pick up the 8th seed in the West as they knocked off the Sacramento Kings 105-98. On to football, where the countdown to the NFL draft is on. The draft gets underway with the first round on Thursday. Second and third rounds coming up on Friday. The rest of the draft will conclude a week from today. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny skies today. We'll have highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, frosty and clear with a low around 30. For Sunday, sunshine, a high near 60. Sunday night, clear skies, mid-30s. Chance of rain showers for Monday, breezy, 64. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently 36 degrees.
Little chillier than where I was in Florida last week. Again, thanks to Dave and Wendy for filling in for me. Animals in the House of the Rising Sun, a hit for the group with Alan Price on the keyboards as we take a look at birthdays. Alan celebrates his 82nd birthday yesterday.
To where?
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, The Animals in the House of the Rising Sun. Alan Price on the keyboards there. He celebrated his 82nd birthday yesterday. We find that singer Eve Graham from the New Seekers celebrates her 81st birthday yesterday. Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, The New Seekers, featuring Eve Graham doing the vocals, 81, as she celebrated on Friday. Let's also celebrate the birthday of Tim Curry. Yes, actor Tim Curry from a Rocky Horror Picture Show and lots of others, even a Home Alone movie. But in 1979, he had a hit on the top 40 charts. I Do the Rock with Tim Curry, celebrating birthday 78.
This Sitwell giving readings, 14 Moscow Road. Osbert giving champagne parties, Sashi's got the cold. Gertrude's hanging pictures, Alice making tea. Me, I do the only thing that still makes sense to me. I do the rock. Sometimes they make love and art inside the Dakota. Rodney's feeling sexy, Mick is really frightfully bold. Me, I do the only thing that stops me going old. I do the rock. I do the rock, rock. I do the rock, rock, rock. Well, it's stimulating. And feels exposed, built a barbed wire prison. Nietzsche 6 feet under, but his baby still got rhythm. Einstein celebrating 10 decades, but I'm afraid philosophy is just too much responsibility for me. Such velocity, I do the rock. I do
Travolta, Governor Brown and Linda. Interview and People magazine, Miss Runner and the Queen. It must be really frightful to attract publicity. I do the rock myself. I do the rock. Carter, Begin, and Sadat, Brezhnev, Deng, and Castro. Every day negotiate us closer to disaster. Idi Amin and the Shah and Al Fatah is quite bizarre. I could never get the hang of ideology. I do the rock. I do the rock. I do the rock. I do the rock.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and I do the rock with Tim Curry as Tim celebrates his 78th birthday as he turned 78 yesterday. Also celebrating a birthday yesterday from the Turtles, Mark Volman turned 77 yesterday. You know, she'd rather be with me, the Turtles, from 1967. And we find Mark Volman from the Turtles celebrating his 77th birthday yesterday. Musical history, we're going to head back to 1957 because Elvis started an 8-week run at the number one spot with All Shook Up.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh. Please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. gets tired when I try to speak. My inside shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Number one for 8 weeks in a row for Elvis in 57 and all shook up, 8:43, and we lost Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers Band on Thursday. Dickie passed away from cancer and COPD at his home in Osprey, Florida on Thursday at the age of 80. So let's do an Allman Brothers hit from 1979, reaching number 29 on the charts. This is Crazy Love on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday at the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Dickie Betts and the Allman Brothers Band and Crazy Love hit for them in 1979 as Dickie passed away at the age of 80 on Thursday from cancer and COPD. Dickie, one of the founding members of the Allman Brothers Band, along with guitarist, singer, songwriter, and composer. More from the Allman Brothers Band coming up later on this morning. It is 8:48. Hope everything is great with you. We'll have a look at the weather forecast coming up and find out what's going on around the area with a look at our community calendar, all here on 99.7 Max FM.
With some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Friday, April 26th, from 10:30 until 1 o'clock, the Kiwanis Club of Reedsburg will be hosting a brat stand. It's going to be at Chelsea Steel Team of Reedsburg, 1643 East Main Street. Proceeds from the fundraiser will be going to support the many projects Kiwanis does for the youth of our community. Again, this will be happening on Friday from 10:30 until 1 p.m. It's a brat stand fundraiser for the Kiwanis Club of Reedsburg. And that, again, is at 1643 East Main Street in Reedsburg. Also on that same day, there's an Arbor Day fundraiser at the Portage Elks Lodge. Come celebrate Arbor Day with basket raffles, door prizes, and appetizers, and all the proceeds used to sponsor trees planted in the Portage area parks. This, again, is going to be on Friday, April 26th. It'll get started at 5 p.m. Check out the Portage Elks Lodge website for more details. And then the next day, on Saturday, April 27th, it's going to be the Sacred Heart Athletics annual broad feed and raffle. Meal will include brats, hot dogs, chips, pickles, baked beans, soda, and beer. There's also going to be a Culver's frozen custard stand. This will all be happening at the Sacred Heart Catholic School, 5 o'clock until 8:30 on Saturday, April 27th. And again, the proceeds will be going to help Sacred Heart Athletics. Facebook.com/SHS Reedsburg for more details.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, brought to you by Fox Hill Auto Body, your full-service collision and auto body repair specialist, taking care of minor dents and major structural issues and everything in between. Since 1985, Fox Hill Auto Body's been helping area residents get back on the road, doing quality work at a fair price. Fox Hill provides free estimates and will guide you through the insurance claim process. So call them 356-9620, Fox Hill Auto Body. For our customers, send their friends.
It's our last concert for this spring as Infinity brings the ultimate rock experience to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Friday, May 3rd. You know them from their sold-out Bostics and Journey Recaptured concerts earlier this year. Now they're back playing classic to current hits, and they let you pick the songs. Want to rock out to your favorite Bon Jovi hit? You got it. How about Bruno Mars or Walk the Moon? They'll play that too. But it's only for one night, Friday, May 3rd at the Legacy Dinner Theater. From AC/DC to Zeppelin and everything in between, and it's all by request. Heck, you might even hear some country and disco. One thing's for sure, it'll be a night of your favorite songs, dancing in the aisles, and you might even get to sing with the band. Come early and grab something to eat before the show. Tickets are going fast, and this show will sell out. Get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Put a frog in boiling water, and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny skies today. We'll have highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, frosty and clear with a low around 30. For Sunday, sunshine, a high near 60. Sunday night, clear skies, mid-30s. Chance of rain showers for Monday, breezy, 64. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. GrandpasBBQShop.com.
Currently 36 degrees.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Aaron's back on the text line, 608-355-9970, with some Steely Dan and Reeling in the Years this morning.
Gathering up the tears. Have you had enough of mine? reeling in the years, stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Are you reeling in the years?